In the July edition of America Magazine, there's an article there by Dr. Dean Hoagie and Marty Jewell, in which they raise the question of getting young adults into lay ministry and considering the religious life. The article is titled, Will They Serve? And one of the big questions they raise is, what are the deterrents? Why aren't we getting larger numbers? And here I quote from America Magazine. So why aren't large numbers of young adults coming to our seminaries, convents, and lay ministry formation programs? First, most want to be married and raise a family. That rules out priesthood and the religious life. Other concerns that deter people from full-time lay ministry are other occupations, the utilization of gifts and wages. Here we have the question of, well, I'm looking at an occupation that's a little more attractive to me. I don't really see this as attractive. Or the idea, question, will they utilize my talents to the fullest? Does lay ministry, the priesthood and sisterhood really get at the talents I have? And then, of course, if I go into lay ministry, there's low wages. And do I want to do that? And these are some of the deterrents. Next, the question is raised, well, what can the church do in light of these deterrents? The answer is, first, the church needs to involve young adults in their faith. We can no longer assume young adults will be active in the life of the church. Our survey, the survey of Hoagie and Jewell, shows that when young people are actively involved in the church, the likelihood that they will consider ministry increases. This is not a new finding. This has been known for some years. That the more active young people are in their church, the more involved they are, the more likelihood that they will get involved in ministries in the church and become interested in the religious life. The question is getting them active, getting them involved. As one young adult put it, I think that the church really needs to stress more for teens and young adults their need. Many large parish churches, like my own, do not have much for people after confirmation. My mother and I have been working hard to try and establish something in my church, but it is difficult. I love my Newman Center. I wish we could have something like this within my own home parish. And another young adult says, the church should seek to encourage the formation of communities in which young people feel like their church is their home and that their faith is important to them. I do know from experience that some parishes have what they call theology on tap. It's sort of a night in which they turn the parish hall into a cafe, if it were, as it were, and discuss theology. And it's very attractive to young people because this is the milieu that they're used to. Getting back to our question, what can the church do? Second, the church needs to find ways to connect with young adults. Parishes need to have websites. Some pastoral leaders are recording their homilies or classes on podcast for young adults to listen to when they have time. This whole idea of going high-tech, so often it's neglected. But really, this is the world that our young people live in, and the better we use that world, the better we can get to them. They're on high-tech technology all the time. The question is, are we on it, connecting with them? A third thing that the church can do, and it's recommended here, is that vocation directors need to include, when they are recruiting, the recruitment of lay ministers. That they see that ministry goes beyond just the religious life and priesthood, but it also takes in lay ministry. And that that be part of their vocation as vocation directors. Finally, young adults want the church to provide better support for lay ministry. One 22-year-old woman said, referring to the U.S. Bishop's document on lay ecclesial ministry published in 2005, "I think we have to market the opportunity to serve professionally in the Catholic Church and also ask for more support from bishops and folks in the top echelon. Not many people know about the document of the bishops, co-workers in the vineyard, and they need to know that. We need their talent and willingness to serve and their passion. And so get the word out that the church as a whole, especially the clergy, is fully in support of lay ministers. People don't know that. And people don't know that we are considered valuable by our bishops." Of course, all of this was said in that document of the bishops' co-workers in the vineyard. But the question is, how many know of the document? How many are aware that the bishops are very much interested in lay ministers? I might add here that the question of inviting lay ministers was raised years ago in the Notre Dame study. And one of the findings there was that if we ask people to volunteer, to come forward, to be part of our parishes, they will. The point is, we normally don't ask. We don't ask enough. And that was one of the big points that the Notre Dame study made, was we need to ask more. And for us, I think this raises another question. How do we ask? How do we effectively ask? Is it just saying, would you consider lay ministry? Are there other means of asking? Do we put out models there and say, come along, take a look at it? How do we invite someone to look into lay ministry? I believe that this new millennium is looking for or crying for new ways of getting people involved. And key to it is, how do we ask? What methods of asking do we use? And on that note, we conclude with this study by Dr. Hoge and Jewell, Marty Jewell.